I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Derek Hall, Chief Marketing Officer at Northern Michigan University, and Mackenzie Geary. She's a student at NMU and is also an intern in the marketing office and is a representative of NMU on the UP200 board. We talked about the return of the Festival of the Sled Dog to downtown Marquette next week. Here's the latest on what's happening with Mackenzie Geary and Derek Hall.
Last year, we had 2 days to plan a huge community event, and this year, about 2 weeks. And we'd rather have the race, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But the everyone's coming together. The board, the university, downtown. We are going to throw a festival bigger than we did last year, and we're really excited about that.
What are some of the basics? I mean, last year, if you attended it, there was a section of downtown on Washington where snow was trucked in. Then there was a sledding hill that was actually really popular on 3rd Street. What is that sort of following the same general idea?
Yeah, Washington's going to be closed from Front Street to 4th Street all day on Friday as we set up. Starting at 6 o'clock, we'll have things happening. It's all about the dogs and the teams this year. We have probably about 6 dog teams and mushers there. There's going to be rides for the kids. We're going to have a track that runs between 3rd and 4th Street. We're going to have demonstrations. You can get up close with the dogs and the athletes and the mushers and learn about the sport.
Now, also with us in the studio is Mackenzie Geary, who is an NMU marketing intern helping with that, but you're also the NMU representative, student representative on the UP200 board. Let's talk about your involvement. What have you been working on now here, and especially in context with both NMU and the board, but what are some of the key things you've been involved with?
Yeah, I originally got involved. I was a student in Derek's class and kind of reached out to one and getting more experience. And with the NMU UP200 partnership kind of came this really great opportunity where I get to help with their marketing aspect and working with their social media to just get the word out more, spread it out farther and wide. So that's been my main focus. And then being with the student rep on the board, I get more experience to be more involved and learning more about mushing. And I feel like it creates a more well-rounded work atmosphere, I guess you'd
the
say.
The thing him hearing from Derek is that, you know, they're moving forward and they're working on this, but from like the perspective of working with the board and being able to do something, what is the general sense? I mean, of course, everybody wants to have the races, but This is still a good opportunity to come on out and learn more about mushing in the sport.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're really excited to have more of an educational aspect, like we said, with the demos and being able to get more mushers out there, since we obviously have more time to plan. And I think being able to focus on the dogs and highlighting all the great aspects of the sport is going to be really exciting.
Just when you're working with the board in particular and having to make these quick changes, what are some of the things you're hearing, and what are in particular some of the things you've been picking up and learning?
Being able to be like a student rep on the board, I've learned, I'd say the biggest thing is teamwork aspects of how to keep a large organization like this running smoothly and like good flow. And especially if like a short turnaround and having to make a big decision like this, everyone is on the same page, and obviously we're all passionate about this. So it makes it obviously easier to work together.
But But of course, everybody would rather have the races, but definitely, we know that's just not happening this year. So once again, it's the return of the Festival of the Sled Dog. Derek, give everybody sort of the general overview, times on next Friday, and where they need to be, what's going to be happening.
Overall time is 6 to 10 p.m. 6:30 is going to be the opening ceremonies. After that, there's a concert. There's the dog demonstrations. The we're gonna have a track where kids can ride in a sled with dogs pulling them. And yes, we will have the sledding hill. We have snow and we're trucking it in, and we're making it a little longer. And bring your sleds. It's going to be a good time.
It was a lot of fun last year. I had the opportunity to emcee the opening ceremonies. I'll be doing that again next week. But, you know, it was a lot of fun. And the adapting to a situation was still embraced by the community. And I think that it's important to make sure people understand that there will be dog teams, there will be mushers, there will be examples. So, like, for the kids, this is a great opportunity to come and learn about it. But even for the adults, come and check out the excitement. And then check out downtown and support the music and support everything that's going on, right?
All ages, it's gonna be a blast. And the reason we're involved is Northern is a big part of the community, and we're a big part of this race and its history. We're still going to have a lot of students down there volunteering and helping and being involved.
That's Derek Hall, Chief Marketing Officer at Northern Michigan University, and Mackenzie Geary. She's an intern in the marketing office, as well as a representative of NMU on the UP200 board. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.